Patagonia, REI, and The North Face are among the latest companies pulling their advertising from Facebook and Instagram. They cite Facebook's, quote, repeated failure to meaningfully address the vast proliferation of hate on its platforms. For more, we're joined by Shireen Ghaffari. She's a reporter for Recode. Shireen, welcome.
Thank you.
So I mentioned Patagonia, REI, and The North Face. What other companies have said they're pulling their ads from Facebook so far?
So Patagonia and The North Face are probably some of the biggest brands, but Upwork, a networking site for freelancers, has also pulled its ads, as well as some other companies that belong to the same parent company as The North Face. So that's companies like JanSport, Timberland. Those are all brands within the same group.
Yeah, and this is part of a campaign called Stop Hate for Profit that was started by organizations, including the Anti-Defamation League and the NAACP. What are they saying about why they chose to do this now?
Yeah, so they're saying that Facebook over the years has shown a, quote, repeated failure to meaningfully address the vast proliferation of hate on its platforms. They argue that, you know, it's not just a one-time thing, but that they feel Facebook has a history of sort of letting hateful speech rise to the top on its newsfeed. Facebook disputes this, but I think the straw that broke the camel's back here was really Facebook's inaction on a post by President Trump, in which he said, when there is looting, there will be shooting. And many saw that as an incitement to violence against protesters, and specifically against people of color who were out there and protesting police brutality and racism in this country.
Mm-hmm. Facebook is a wealthy company, to say the least. They had about $70 billion in ad revenue last year. Is this boycott a real threat to their bottom line? And what have they said so far about it?
Well, Patagonia spent about $1 million on Facebook ads last year. And as you said, Facebook's total ad revenue is $70 billion last year. So really, one company like Patagonia pulling out their ads is a drop in the bucket. However, if other major brands start to also boycott the company, I think we could see a real impact.
Hmm. You spoke to Facebook employees, and many are upset that CEO Mark Zuckerberg has taken this hands-off approach to content posted by President Trump, even as he reportedly called some of the content disgusting in private. What are you hearing from inside of the company?
Right. So, you know, Facebook is a large company. It's hard to say for sure how everyone feels, but there is kind of a growing group of people within Facebook's workforce who think the company isn't doing enough to moderate what politicians are saying. And they feel that Facebook is letting politicians like Trump say whatever they want because there's this sort of exception to the general rules for people who are newsworthy, saying that even if a leading world figure says something that is misleading or racist, we should still allow it to stay up because it has inherent news value. And I think employees are starting to question that, and they're starting to really put pressure, some of them, on Mark Zuckerberg and say, hey, can we at least put up a kind of label that says this information is misleading or this information is viewed as violent? And that's sort of what Facebook's competitor Twitter has done in recent weeks in response to Trump's post. So many Facebook employees say, well, why can't we do the same?
But, you know, there's been pressure inside and outside of the company before. I mean, Facebook has weathered boycotts from users and advertisers. Do you think that we'll see any significant change in how it operates?
I don't think, a Patagonia boycott alone would change the company's stance on anything. I do think that when you're seeing kind of a combination of pressure from both advertisers, employees from within, as well as just the broader kind of public and these leading civil rights organizations like the NAACP, I think that is kind of a storm of pressure again that could at least push Facebook to sort of reconsider some of its stances on these issues. But they haven't come out either way yet about what they're going to do.
I want to ask you about another company before we go. Google is also under pressure for its employees to do more in support of Black Lives Matter. This has been going on for several years, but now we're at this moment of reckoning in our country. Is this a bigger shift we're seeing overall in Silicon Valley?
I think so. I think, you know, it's even broader than Silicon Valley. But in general, I think employees of major corporations are starting to question if just putting out a statement saying Black Lives Matter is enough. And they're starting to ask whether the company in its business practices is perpetuating racism or hate in any way. You know, employees are bringing up some really tough questions and pressing their companies on important issues, like whether tech companies should sell their software to police and whether they need to diversify their upper ranks. And in Facebook's case, you know, whether they need to take a closer look at how they're moderating hateful speech as well as politician speech.
That's Shireen Ghaffari. She's a reporter with Recode. Shireen, thank you so much.
Thank you.